Tweets from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. Live and let live. One of the many things that I love about our island in the sun is the live and let live attitude of most of its people. Now, I don't mean the thousands of tourists that come here each year, but the true Canarian people, those who were born here and have stayed in this little corner of paradise. As long as it's broadly legal and does not interfere with anyone else, in the main, anything goes. For many of its present-day expat population, with its heady mix of faith, culture, colour and sexuality, it takes time to get used to not being judged. Maybe this stems from the time, it is said, when Spain's dictator General Franco, who was intolerant of gay men in the military, would ship them off to Gran Canaria, which became a kind of penal colony for homosexuals. Whether there is real historical substance to this claim, or whether it's an urban myth, I do not know for sure, but it sounds reasonable enough to me, although I'm quite sure that the Yumbo Centre wasn't there in those days. For me, one of the real unsung heroes of the Second World War was the codebreaker Alan Turing. 23rd of June 2012 saw the centenary of his birth, and it was thanks to this mathematical genius that the war against Nazi Germany ended 2 years earlier than it otherwise would have done. He managed to intercept and crack ingenious coded messages that gave detailed information to the Allies about the activities of the German U-boats. However, there was only one perceived problem about Alan Turing. He was gay. Alan's reward for his pivotal role in cracking intercepted messages was quickly forgotten when, in 1952, he was prosecuted for indecency after admitting a sexual relationship with a man. Well, as an alternative to imprisonment, this unsung hero was given chemical castration, which was a newly devised treatment for such disorders at the time. In 1954, at the age of just 41, he killed himself by eating a poisoned apple, which was apparently inspired by the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Needless to say, as with much of history, this version of events is currently being challenged and massaged for the financial gains for yet another film, documentary or book. However, I rather like the original version of the tragedy, which was agreed by the coroner at the time. It's just so dramatic. So was this the end of Alan Turing? Well, this amazing man is also credited with creating the beginnings of computer technology and artificial intelligence, which led to the development of one of the first recognisable modern computers. Alan Turing's brilliance and personal life came to the attention of present-day computer programmer Dr. John Graham Cumming, who began a petition asking for a posthumous apology from the government. Many thousands of people signed it, and a previous UK Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, finally apologised for how Alan Turing was treated in the 1950s. Whether it was through genuine political motivation or true compassion for this brilliant man, well, I like to think it's the latter. He said that on behalf of the British government and all those who live freely, thanks to Alan's work, I am very proud to say, we are sorry. You deserve so much better. And my thoughts also go out to the many thousands of gay men and women who have been persecuted over the years just for being themselves. Well, all this serious stuff brings me back home to Gran Canaria. Spain's General Franco certainly had his faults, but I cannot help thinking that being shipped off to a life in the sun in that penal colony of Gran Canaria just for being gay was a far preferable alternative to chemical castration. If you enjoyed this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com, and thank you for listening.